This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and talk about whatever you want. The number is 855-450-3733. It's Alex.
And Dave.
And we're coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands, where America's day starts. We're in Saturday here. Most of you listening, it's probably Friday if you're live.
And I got my morning coffee, so I should be alert.
Yeah, well, how's your week been so far, Dave? Anything interesting? Just another normal week, right?
I'm now an official life NRA stooge.
Oh, tell me about that.
Oh yeah, I got my life membership for the NRA in the mail. When I started my lawsuit back in the day, they advised I join the NRA, so I did.
Your lawsuit?
With the
for
guns.
For those who don't know.
With the guns, NRA ILA helped a little bit, but it was mostly Second Amendment Foundation, so I was advised to, get a membership of the NRA, but because the life membership is like $1,500. I was paying them like $20 a week, a month or something like that. It was some paltry amount. So yesterday, or was it the day before, I got this big box in the mail, and in the big box was like a little teeny pin that said life member, and woohoo. And it was kind of funny because at a Christmas party, I ran into a liberal, who recognized me and called me an effing NRA stooge. So I just want her to know that I am not only an effing NRA stooge, I am a lifetime NRA stooge.
Oh, congratulations on upgrading your power levels.
Woohoo! Yeah, Wayne LaPierre would be proud of me, and so would Ted Nugent, and Chuck Heston's looking down on me going, yes.
Well,
from his cold, dead hands.
Yeah. And speaking of NRA stooges,
yeah,
I think there was something Remington did you wanted to tell us about?
Yeah, I just love people like Governor Cuomo. Speaking of Governor Cuomo of New York, Facebook is just a great way of making you lose faith in humanity, but also giving you a chuckle. And I swear to God, like a couple of mornings ago, the coffee almost shot out my nose because they showed Governor Cuomo wearing like a really tight-fitting shirt, and it looked like he had little barbell nipple piercings. And everybody's pointing it out, so I'm like thinking, wow, Governor Cuomo got a pierced nipple, which reminds me of a story. There was a guy on my ship back in the Navy who got his nipple pierced, and he was an electrician. And let's just say that being an electrician with pierced nipples is not necessarily the best thing to do, because the arc that went from he got struck by an arc coming from a box he was working on, and it melted the gold ring on his nipple, and he had to have his nipple amputated on the ship. And then the captain came out the next day going, guys, this is the captain. No more nipple piercing. So it was, enough on Governor Cuomo's nipples. I guess they make him more sensitive. I don't know. But the gun manufacturer Remington has answered the call from Governor Cuomo to aid in the production of PPE and ventilators. And, like many other companies, they want to be good corporate citizens. But Governor Cuomo of New York, being a staunch anti-gunner, has not yet responded to their repeated offers to help out. And I think that's kind of petty.
Oh, it's yeah, it's pretty petty, and it's also not really talked about, right? You won't see that often in the media that, we don't want respirators from you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we desperately need respirators. But here's another thing, too. I mean, let's face it. The good people at Remington, Smith & Wesson, Colt, all these other gun manufacturers, they're American citizens, too. They pay their taxes. They buy goods and services with what their employer pays them, and they are a vital part of the economy. And, you know, the thing is everybody, talking about the whole NRA stooge thing, I hear people constantly complain about, oh, the gun lobby and the gun manufacturers. Well, who are the gun manufacturers? They're your neighbors. You know, they're the guy down the street who works at Remington or Smith & Wesson. So, I mean, you know, you're talking, if you get rid of that industry, you're talking about a lot of unemployment. You're talking about hurting a lot of families for a political, you know, for a political agenda because you think, you know, those black rifles are scary. And then now we've got a serious problem in the country, and the governments are saying that we need help, and then one of these gun manufacturers is stepping up to the plate to retool their factory, which is not cheap, and to keep their people employed so they can, you know, keep, I don't know, paying their rent. And the governor of New York is just, you know, snubbing them because of politics, and it's pretty sick.
Well, don't you know, Dave, you don't have to pay your rent anymore.
Well, you know,
the new rules came out. Rent is no longer a thing.
Well, I'm sure this should only be temporary. I mean, like, who likes paying their rent? I don't. But you know, I feel like a bum if I don't. And you know, since I'm still employed right now, I should pay my rent. And you know, it's.
What makes you think it's temporary?
Well, I'm hoping it's temporary.
Because this lockdown was a temporary lockdown, right? It was,
yeah.
We're going to take 2 weeks, and now it's gone from 2 weeks to 4 weeks to 6 weeks to, you know, maybe we'll open back up sometime at the end of the summer, right?
Yeah.
It just keeps the timeline extended and extended
I think,
why won't the rent deadline keep being extended too?
I think there are certain powers that be. That and here's the conspiracy person in me coming out again, and I base this not on some crazy whim that I heard on the Alex Jones show once. I base this on actually having read books like Ecoscience by Haldren and other books written by Henry Kissinger and Zbigniew Brzezinski back in the day when I was a real studious person. And the reason why I buy into the whole globalist New World Order conspiracy is because these people that go to these meetings at Davos actually, you know, they actually write papers on like what their plans are, and one of their plans was to use a global pandemic to force people to get inoculated and to have a RFID chip inserted in them to prove that they've got their papers. And what's Bill Gates talking about now? Giving us all a shot and saying that you have to have a microchip, you know, and I don't need to tell half of you guys out there about the biblical ramifications of it, and whether or not the Bible's true, it's still, in my opinion, a very evil and satanic thing to force everybody to take a mark. And I think right now,
you're talking about the mark of the beast, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you explain that a little bit more for those
who... Well, I don't have a Bible with me right now, but it says in the book of Revelations that the Antichrist beast system will compel every man, woman, and child to accept a mark in their forehead or in their hand, that without this mark they may not buy or sell. And that as a condition of accepting this mark, they have to worship Antichrist. Now, the thing is the technology to do this is actually here. It's been creeping up for a long time. And whether or not, as I said, you believe in the Bible or God or Jesus or whoever, the great pumpkin, whatever you believe in, my question is forcing everybody to be in a system to where they have to toe a certain line or they can't even buy or sell, and they have to have a mark on them. I mean, is that a good thing? Is that something you want your children to have?
Yeah, some countries like Denmark are even talking about without the vaccines, you can't even go to the supermarket, use public transportation, and more.
Yeah.
You think that will come here? Call in 855-450-3733.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. You can call in and tell us about your thoughts. The number is 855-450-3733. It's Alex.
And Dave.
and we're coming to you live from the Mariana Islands. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank account deposits, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com. So yeah, we just finished off talking about, I'd say, largely focused on how long will this last, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it started off, you know, let's have 2 weeks. Just take off 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, we'll reassess then. We want to open the economy by Easter, all that, and the lockdowns just keep getting extended and extended and extended.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's another thing, too. I've noticed with this whole talk about hydroxychloroquine, for example, and the numerous doctors, I mean, as I said, I'd like to give this disclaimer at the beginning. I am not a doctor. I'm just listening to what doctors have said, and yet for doing exactly what I'm about to do, the mainstream media wants to censor Donald Trump's press conferences. You know, this blows me away that in a country like the United States, you have the media wanting to censor the president who was elected by the people. But anyway, so this hydroxychloroquine, apparently, according to
you're talking about how there's, should we cover Trump's press conferences? Is a new debate circling the media?
Well,
right?
This is not even a debate. Okay, we're talking about vaccines, right?
Yeah.
I am positive that the goal of the globalist New World Order types who want to destroy the nation state and bring us into a globalist government and then slowly depopulate us to the 500 million that they have on the Georgia Guidestones that they said is the ideal number of people. They want to soft kill the majority of the population, and they want to use vaccines and binary weapons to soft kill people.
What are binary weapons?
Yeah.
What are those?
It's like when you introduce like one poison into somebody, and then it takes a second poison to act on it and activate it.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, Here's the thing. They want to basically put us all under a medical tyranny to control us and then slowly cull the population. And if you don't believe me, this is in a lot of the books that these people like Zbigniew Brzezinski have written. Listen to what Henry Kissinger has had to say over the years. Just as I said, just look into what I'm talking about. Don't believe a word I say, but just do the research yourself. And I think a lot of the normies out there can't handle the truth because it's such a terrible, ugly truth. You know, nobody wants to believe that people that they trust are out to do them harm. But
well, what people that they trust, right?
Yeah.
I think more and more people are waking up to the idea that you can't trust these people in charge. They let you down, and all they do is shift the blame.
And thank God for that. I think, see, that's why.
Like, look at,
well, see,
you know,
see,
Cuomo,
it, it's,
right?
It's, well, it's always darkest before the dawn, right? And, like,
well, that's what they say in Batman, right?
Well, that's
that what Harvey Dent said.
Well, they also said that in Star Trek before and a couple other things, but that's an old saying that goes back to a very long time. But the fact of the matter is I'm actually optimistic. And the reason I'm optimistic is because, just as you were saying, Alex, people are waking up. I think this COVID-19 and the response to it is going to be a giant red pill for a lot of people. And I think it is being a red pill because we're seeing a lot of agendas. You know, the mask is being ripped off. Okay, they're showing their true colors. They, as in people like Bill Gates, for example, who during a TED Talk talked about depopulating the population of the world and doing it through vaccines. Okay. Now, I'm not saying vaccines are bad.
I don't think he went that far.
Well,
he didn't say, we're going to give you these shots to lower the population.
No, but they're...
That's you reading between the lines, right?
Well, there's other documentation out there, as I said. I'm talking about 30-some years of experience doing research. Most of the hardcore research I did back between 1993 and 2004 when I was actually going through school and everything. And so I don't actually have my, like, notes with me, because when I moved from Detroit to Saipan, I had one sea bag, and that's all I brought. So my library that I used to own, like, I split it up and gave it to people. But the fact of the matter is you have an agenda, and I hope I'm wrong. I get into arguments with friends of mine all the time, and they're like, oh, you're just paranoid, you're delusional. I'm like, oh, geez, you know, I hope you're right. I really do. I want to be wrong.
Yeah, I think it's that's part of the goal, right, is to make it seem, you know, crazy, but not, right?
It's like, Well, I just think it's important to, you know, be aware that there's things going on. Like, for example, the Tuskegee experiments. You know, back in the 50s, and I think it was in the 60s, the U.S. government, or at least, not the government, when I say the U.S. government, there are rogue elements of every government that basically have their own agenda. So there was a group within the U.S. government that injected a lot of people with syphilis, mostly African Americans, some prisoners, and a lot of people in, you know, poor people in Appalachia. And they injected people with syphilis, saying that they were going to be given an inoculation for something else. And, of course, you know, you had a lot of people get sick and die, and then sometime around the 1990s, or just even within, like, I think the last decade or two, the Congress had hearings on it. The federal government apologized, and some people were given some compensation, some of the survivors. So my question is why would I trust the same organizations and bodies that injected black men with syphilis for their scientific experiments? Why would I trust them with a forced inoculation of something that probably isn't even going to be tested? I mean, I was in the Navy, and they used me as a guinea pig. I mean, they gave us the anthrax vaccine, and over 500 people died from that. And because we had to sign a waiver, there was no compensation for those people who died or got injured. A lot of the Gulf War illness is being chalked up to these kinds of medications.
So, are you telling me you're not going to take the vaccine?
If they try to force me, they're going to see the barrel of my AR-15.
Well, you heard it here first. Let us know. Will you take the vaccine? The number is 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app, and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's seeing clear signs that his administration's coronavirus strategy is saving countless lives.
But in the midst of all this grief and this pain, we're seeing these signs, and we're seeing them very strongly. And a lot of that has to do with the aggressive strategy in saving so many lives. We're saving so many lives compared to what it could have been.
President Trump hosting his daily coronavirus briefing, having it a little bit early on this Good Friday. The president says they've adapted an aggressive policy. Listen up if you're waiting for that coronavirus stimulus check. The Department of Treasury and IRS are launching a web tool to help people who don't usually file tax returns to receive that stimulus check. The site is designed for people who make below the minimum needed to pay taxes. The web tool is located on the IRS's website. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. The number to do so is 855-450-3733. It's Alex.
And Dave.
And we're coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands. And I want to tell you about Intercoin. Just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency to circulate among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in the meat space. We think that it is important here on Free Talk Live, so important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape the future. Intercoin.org. Intercoin.org. So yeah, I think that's a pretty relevant product in today's world potentially, right?
Yeah.
You know, I could use some greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. And I really like what they're trying to do, and I hope the globalists could take a note of how you can do community solutions that are optional, right?
Well, I think that the globalists are going to lose. I really do. I'm very optimistic.
And okay, so let's step back to the alleged current plot, right?
Well,
so if you're reading in the anti-globalist news right now, they're saying this vaccine is very dangerous for a number of reasons. One,
yeah.
Right? The precedent that could be said here. Everyone's scared. We're freaking out. We just want to get out of lockdown. Mm. What do? The lockdown's extended week after week after week until the vaccine comes.
Right.
So people now are just like, bring the vaccine. Let me have it. I want to be free.
Well, they've
set the perfect conditions to get people to take it. And the people who don't take it right now, it's the best time ever. We've been having a vax debate for the last couple of years in the U.S. and around the world. But this time they'll say, there is no debate. We have to get...
The science is settled.
You've got to get the economy going again. You know, it's different this time. Just like 9/11 was different, you know, it's different this time. The rights don't apply. So this is the context. Now, how are they going to lose?
Well, I just think enough people are going to say no. I really think, like as you were saying, people are waking up. Now, I'd like to preface these things with, first of all, I am not an anti-vaxxer. Okay. I have taken vaccines. And when I have taken vaccines as an adult, I weighed the risk. I had informed consent, and I decided that for certain shots, because of what I do for a living, I'm going to take the hepatitis B shot because I work with medical waste, and the odds of me getting sick from the Hep B shot is not as high as my risk of getting accidentally stuck by a sharps. I don't take the flu shot because I got a cousin that's in a wheelchair because of a flu shot, and the flu mutates every year, and everything I've ever read about flu shots, they don't necessarily work the way they're supposed to, and every time I personally have taken a flu shot, I've gotten sick. So some shots I'll take, some shots I won't, but I have what's called informed consent. And informed consent is something that came from the Nuremberg trials when the Nazis were doing medical experiments on people. And when they had the big trials at Nuremberg, one of the conventions that came out of that was basically the law that says that you have to have what's called informed consent before you allow a doctor to medicate you or give you any kind of procedure. So I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to get rid of the concept of informed consent, and it's really not a good precedent to set. As far as like vaccines are concerned, some of the problems with vaccines have been the adjuvants inside the vaccines, like mercury, for example, that have made people sick, or maybe there was a bad batch of vaccines, like with the anthrax vaccine back in the early 90s for the Gulf War. The company that made those vaccines had some quality control issues, and they skipped some steps in the production to get it out to the troops quicker. And because of the vaccines were tainted, troops got sick. I know this because I did a lot of research on Gulf War illness back when I was writing for the school paper in college. Being a Gulf War vet myself and seeing a lot of my brothers and sisters who served in that war come back sick, I was very interested in this. So I'm not saying that vaccines are bad. I'm saying that there are things that can go wrong. And then also there is immunity to prosecution or liability that was given to the vaccine manufacturers during the Reagan administration, so that if you are injured by a vaccine, it's very hard to get, you know, to get any kind of compensation. So you've got these unchecked, powerful people like the Gates Foundation who want to inject you with something that they want to rush through. And, you know, my question is how much money are these people going to make? Let's just say, let's forget the whole New World Order thing. How much money are we talking about? Whereas they're attacking President Trump for basically reporting that doctors are treating this thing with quinine, you know, hydrochloroquine, which is cheap.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's like key bono. is my question. And then a friend of mine on Facebook shared this article about how Trump stands to make thousands of dollars from stocks in this company that makes hydrochloroquine.
Literally thousands,
like,
right?
Literally, like it's like some real...
A billionaire is going to make a couple thousand bucks from
right.
a share rise, and
yeah.
everyone freak out.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the phones. We have Bad Slave in Merrimack, New Hampshire. Bad Slave, can you hear us?
Hey, I didn't say Merrimack. I said the Merrimack Valley.
Okay, we'll know for next time. What's on your mind?
I watched that TED Talk with Bill Gates twice, and I heard him say that he was concerned about population. About reducing population.
Bingo.
And one of the things that right in that same paragraph he said, and we have different, you know, measures we're going to take, you know, one of which is vaccination. Vaccination is supposed to friggin' save lives, not reduce population. And I think that was just a major Freudian slip on his part, because he is, I'm certain, interested in, you know, he may want to ultimately raise the quality of people's lives.
Bill Gates, though, in the past has said the best way to control population and reduce birth rates is to increase the health in the right now. So it could be on the same line of those things he's previously said, but I will agree that it is a little fishy when he's saying vaccines will help us control the population. It, at the very least, it's bad optics, and it could certainly be a slip of the real agenda. That's possible.
May I add something? Like, the Gardasil shot for HPV apparently destroys the girl's ovaries and has made a lot of young girls infertile. That's some of the reports I've read.
And do either of you imagine that Bill Gates doesn't know exactly what's going on with these things?
Oh, I believe the SOB does.
And you know, he's the...
Well, thank you for the call, Bad Slave. If you want to call in, the number is 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking garlic, and it works.
I've been taking garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
This is Stacy on her motorcycle.
What? An incredible view!
And this is Stacy off her motorcycle.
Does this have sucralose in it?
On her motorcycle.
Oh, the wind in my hair!
Off her motorcycle.
It's pronounced et cetera, not et cetera.
On.
Woohoo! Yes!
Off.
No.
You're better on your bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and talk about whatever you want. The number to do so is 855-450-3733. We're coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands. It's Alex.
And Dave.
And we're going to go straight to the phones. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What's on your mind, Mike? Yep.
Well, I'd like to say the Constitution of the United States of America never says you can use guns for whatever you want. It just says you can own whatever gun you want. I think it's a privilege to be able to use guns for hunting and shooting in America.
Hunting and shooting what?
Okay, well, the Constitution says, let me see, I'm trying to remember the exact text of the Second Amendment, but basically it says the security of a free nation depends. I can't remember the specific wording.
You're wrong.
But
it says, quote, a well-regulated militia.
Yeah.
Being
okay,
necessary
thank you.
To the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Right.
Now, it
yeah.
means that those arms are for a militia, and that militia must be well-regulated. So we can
actually, no, the Supreme Court ruled on this, and they said there's an individual right to keep and bear arms for defense.
Actually, you know what, I've done a little bit of research on this. I was only involved in the Second Amendment lawsuit.
Keep in mind, Dave has overturned Second Amendment laws in the legal system.
Yeah,
so
I appreciate you reading the text of it because, you know, as I said, I don't have my notes and I don't have the notes in front of me, and I was trying to remember it, and I appreciate you reading it. Okay, so well regulated. What does regulated mean? It means controlled. It means kept in balance, kept in check, right? Who's the militia? The militia is the state, right? So in order regulate.
No.
Hey, don't interrupt me. I won't interrupt you. You don't interrupt me. Thank you. Okay, so the state is regulated by an armed citizenry. We keep the government in check by being able to be armed. Sorry for being a little harsh with you, man.
Oh, can I speak? Well, this goes back, it goes back to 1776 when Justice William Blackstone, he defined militia as an auxiliary right of the individual supporting the natural right of self-defense resistant to oppression and civic duty to act in concert with his neighbors in the defense of the state. Now, this was used in the 1939 Supreme Court case. That was United States versus Miller. Okay? That happened, and that showed that Americans could own guns, all right? You see me here?
I agree with you 1,000%.
In the 2008 case, the NRA, and in the 1990 case, the NRA directly influenced, threw money at, and pretty much lied to the American people and paid the Supreme Court off to pretty much infiltrate the United States.
Up until the last part, I agree with you as far as the militia acts and the cases that went up before that. What exactly did the NRA lie about?
Well, what happened here in the recent gun laws, the NRA paid off Supreme Court justices they threw money at, and they basically pampered these justices into giving them the vote. Now, if you look back, the Supreme Court overturned a 200-year precedent. And you look, that's 200 years. That's pretty much all of American history up to the 80s.
Okay, what exactly was the lie? You're saying they threw money at him. Okay, I mean, sure, they threw money at him. But what was the decision that they came to that you object to?
Well, I object because it basically stated that the Second Amendment means Americans can do whatever they want with their guns, and it's free, okay? You see that there? That's completely wrong. The Second Amendment gives Americans the right to have military-grade rifles, such as M16 and other things, to defend themselves. But it never says they can use them, so they should be able to keep these. I think it's a privilege for Americans to own guns and be able to shoot them. Owning guns
is a
privilege. Unless
to make sure you understand, you're saying that you can collect guns, but you can't use them. Is that your position?
My question is, if somebody's breaking into my house at 2 o'clock in the morning, do I have the privilege to pull my pistol out and defend my family?
You have the right there because you're defending yourself. You're acting.
Okay, I agree with you. I don't see where I'm trying to figure out where your indignation is coming from. And here's the thing: if keeping and bearing arms is an inherent right given to us by our Creator, and then the Constitution only codifies that into law, because my right to keep and bear arms, or my right to believe in God or not believe in God, and my right to privacy does not come from the state. It doesn't come from a piece of paper. It comes from my Creator. We just happen to be fortunate enough to have been born in a geographic location that has a government that puts it into law that those rights are to be recognized by the government.
Yes, I agree, but shooting your rifle is a privilege the U.S. can give you. Okay, the U.S., I think that they...
Wait, what use is my rifle?
Hey, you yelled at me earlier for cutting you off.
All right, sorry. My bad.
Is the constitutional right for the government to be a...
Hello?
Did we lose you?
Did we lose you? Hello? Okay. I'm sorry if I cut you off, man. I got mad at you. You had a right to be upset with me. But
See, I would say let's bring some context to all of this. So I think the question at hand here is what is the right and what did the courts do?
Yeah.
So it seems based on the history, you could carry weapons, you know, for most of U.S. history. So I disagree with the caller's 200 years of precedent. When could, you know, the cowboys, were they not allowed to bring their guns out west and shoot people? The settlers, we were a frontier country.
Well, I think
so the ability to carry and use your gun, I think, is well established. And if you want to look at the court cases, the one to look at is D.C. versus Heller. So the question of whether it's a militia or individual right was settled in this case. Mm-hmm. And they discuss a lot of the background history of it. These court cases, although there's the idea that, you know, these robed men and women are just deciding the law willy-nilly, they do have to at least go through some historical legal precedents. And in D.C. versus Heller, they talk a lot about what is the history of guns, and they use a standard of in common use, weapons in common use. So they said, you know, AR-15 is a weapon in common use. It's not considered assault rifles, all of those type of things. So I would recommend anyone who makes the well-regulated militia argument that guns need to be limited to well-regulated militias should look at the court cases, because that's not what the court cases said. This is just a liberal talking point. The idea that it's only for well-regulated militias has been discussed in the courts at length and is largely settled.
Well, the other point that the caller made was that we don't have a right to shoot our guns. Now, what good is a rifle if you don't practice?
Well, the caller seemed to suggest that you can shoot to defend yourself.
Yeah.
And like you mentioned, practicing. And there's also hunting. I don't know how that worked either.
Hunting,
thought that wasn't okay.
Well, hunting, I think it depends. I mean, do you have private land? Is it public land? I think that regulating of hunting based upon land ownership and
well, it's regulating of hunting, not shooting. Right.
Exactly. So for example, if I own 100 acres in northern Michigan and I have deer on my land, I have the right to say no hunting on my land.
Yeah,
but at the same time, I would have unlimited rights to shoot whatever I want on that land because it's my land. So, anyway.
Yeah, perhaps he was trying to clarify in public you don't have a right to just charge a gun.
Right, I agree with that.
Would be the law in everywhere pretty much, right? Just charging a firearm unlawfully is illegal pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, we want to hear your thoughts.
So
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.